brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here with you, filling in for Alex Jones as he gets a much deserved vacation. Let's hope he's taking it easy. I have a feeling he isn't, but let's all wish a little calm and relaxation, maybe a nice massage, maybe a lovely dinner with his lovely family, just a little deep breath time. Yeah, for all of us, you think? Yeah, I think every once in a while we do need that. We got to regroup because we got a battle to fight out there. We get some really determined enemies. They seem to never rest. But I'll tell you this, if you never rest, you're going to find yourself wearing out, and we can't do that before the finish line. Need you guys all out there, tanned, rested, ready, well-informed, well-educated, and positive, right? We got to keep that light going out there, because the only way you can fight darkness, my friends, is by turning on a light. You know, if you're standing in a cave, and everybody's groping around in the dark, how are you going to fight that? You're going to blast it with more dark? No, you just light a candle. You just turn on your flashlight. You just pull the switch, you know, flip the switch, turn on the 60-watt bulb. Hopefully incandescent, thank you, not a mercury bulb. And then, boom, what happens? All of a sudden, the darkness can't stick around because darkness in the face of light must flee. You know, there's no such thing as a darkness gun. Like, if you have a room full of light, you can't aim dark into it and make it go away. But if you have a room full of dark, you can aim light into it, and boom, it's got to flee. So I always say the best way to fight, and I got to remind myself, so I'm preaching to the choir here and I'm preaching to my own self, that when we face these dark themes, and I've been facing them since 1999, Alex has been facing them even longer. The only way that you can keep yourself from just going crazy and, you know, getting your blood pressure up and your panties in a bunch, as they say, is really focus on, all right, how can I bring light into the situation? How can we make this better? And that doesn't mean don't be prepared. That doesn't mean roll over and show the bad guys your belly at all by any stretch. Believe me, I'm so glad Alex is on our team. You got to be tough, but you also got to figure out how to bring goodness. All right. Well, to give us a better understanding of how the world gets into these crazy places, I've invited my guest for this hour, Philip G. Zimbardo, Professor Zimbardo, onto the show to talk to us about how people turn evil. And what I think you'll find fascinating in this hour interview with Dr. Zimbardo is that they don't turn evil because they were born that way, that it's actually a conditioning process that is almost like hardwired into the human psychology. And all it takes is for the right set of circumstances to bring that out in really anybody. Well, Philip G. Zimbardo, he's an internationally recognized scholar, he's an educator, he's a researcher and a media personality. He's won numerous awards and honors in each of these domains. He's been a university professor at Stanford University since 1968. He also has taught at Yale, NYU, and Columbia. He is perhaps best noted for giving psychology away to the public through his popular PBS TV series called Discovering Psychology. He's also written many text and trade books among his 300 publications. Man, this is a guy who does not rest. He was recently president of the American Psychological Association, so he is an absolute expert who knows of what he speaks. Dr. Zimbardo, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the program. Hello.
Hello. It's my pleasure to be here in New York. I'm a New Yorker, but I've been living in San Francisco, and I just, again, enjoy the energy of the city.
Now, you're a keynote speaker at an event there. Can you tell us a little bit about the event that you're attending this week?
Yes. I just finished giving a keynote address to the Eastern Psychological Association, which is all the psychologists on the East Coast. Psychologists are divided into regional areas, and then there is the overall national association, American Psychological Association, of which you had mentioned I was president.
All right.
But I also gave a lecture yesterday at Fordham University in the Bronx.
Fabulous. All right. Yep. Well, maybe we can catch some of those on YouTube. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guest, Philip Zimbardo, right after this. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones.
Energy. introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here, filling in for Alex Jones. Yesterday, today, and Friday. So glad to be with you guys, and it's so glad. I'm so delighted to be here in really the heart of the Liberty Movement. It is such an honor to be able to fill in metaphorically and stand in Alex Jones's enormous shoes. And I know that he's been. Literally since back in the 1990s when I first became politically aware, Alex Jones was out there in the wilderness getting this message out. Now he's got millions of listeners, and that's not an exaggeration. I know that there are millions of you out there. I know that you guys are all on the edge of your seats waiting to see what's going to unfold next in this country. Yeah, well, one of the things I got to figure out as I'm thinking about who to pray for, you know, I am a wear it on my sleeve Christian here. I got to figure out who to pray for in terms of really who are the enemies and how do they get to be what they are and where they are. A little bit in the last hour, we talked about some of the nations across the globe that are doing really rotten things. And I'm thinking here specifically of North Korea, where they have torture camps set up where you can be disappeared in the middle of the night. And one of the questions, of course, anytime you really stare into the face of evil, is you ask yourself whether it's, you know, Nazi prison guards, whether it is North Korean torture chamber operators, whether it is even Americans, God forbid, in Abu Ghraib and other places. You say, what is it? How do they find those people? What do they do? Do they comb the entire population looking for the most evil people they can find to populate these prisons and become the guards? Well, if you look at the answer psychologically, what you'll actually find is that those folks are us. They're regular people. And I like to think I would never, no matter what circumstances you put me in, become some kind of evil torturer. But one of the shocking things that's come out of the literature and really trying to understand how we got Nazi Germany and how we get North Korea is that there is deep inside of human psychology some buttons that if you press them the right way and people are not on their guard against this within themselves, that they themselves can become torturers. All right. Well, one of the folks who's done, I believe, the best job of explaining this phenomenon and maybe helping us to understand how to turn it around and prevent it is my guest this hour, Dr. Philip Zimbardo. He's an internationally recognized scholar, educator, researcher, and media personality. He's been a professor at Stanford University since 1968. He's taught at Yale, Columbia, and elsewhere. And he has published over 300 publications. He was recently the president of the American Psychological Association, and he is joining us live from New York, where he just delivered the keynote address to the group of Eastern psychologists. Hello, Dr. Zimbardo.
Hello. Glad to be with you.
Great to have you here. Now, I know that your research spans the gamut. You have, in your lengthy career, you've covered so many different topics. In the last hour on the show, I was talking about what's going on over in North Korea. You know, we've got Dennis Rodman over there rubbing elbows with Kim Jong-un and going to parties and saying Kim Jong-un has a friend for life and kind of some weird stuff going on in the media. But when we think about North Korea, which, by the way, also just today announced that they're going to reverse the ceasefire, the 1953 ceasefire against South Korea, you got to say, well, hang on a second, that's a brutal regime. They've got people in prison camps there that are tortured regularly up in North Korea. And I wanted to bring you on because of your psychological insights into what leads people to torture. You did a series of experiments at one point, the prison experiments, that I think shed some light on that. Can you give us an overview of what you've learned and what you learned from the prison experiments?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And I appreciate your introduction to your audience. I think I have to begin by focusing on, you know, it's the wrong question to ask, who are those evil people? That there's no question that people do bad things, evil things. Torture is among the bad things people do. But so is prejudice and discrimination. So is bullying. And so I've been obsessed with the question of why do good people turn evil, not why do bad people do bad things. And I started actually as a kid asking that question because I grew up in a ghetto in the South Bronx in poverty in New York. If you grew up in any inner city anywhere in the world, you're surrounded by people whose job it is to get good kids to do bad things for money. And so I always wondered as a kid, how come some of my friends took the bad path and I and some other kids took the good path, the right path? And so again, even as a kid, I realized that, you know, evil is not in people. Evil is in situations. So that if you grow up privileged, you don't have those negative influence agents around you to tempt you to do bad things. And so now when we're talking about, for example, Abu Ghraib, this infamous prison that really denigrated America's image to the world, because what we saw in those few images were young American prison guards, men and women for the first time, not only abusing prisoners, but apparently taking delight in it, smiling, giving high fives, having prisoners in horrific positions, piled up naked and so forth, dragging them around by a leash. And so when I saw that, that reminded me of my Stanford prison study, which I did back in 1971. And there, the question I asked is, what happens if you put good people in a bad place? What happens if you put good apples in a bad barrel? And so the study was, we had 24 students. physically. And then we gave them uniforms, and we put them in a very realistic kind of psychological prison. And what that means is with, you know, bars on the doors and solitary confinement and all the accoutrements of a prison. We had the local police arrest them, arrest the prisoners, bring them to the real jail and then to our jail. We had a prison chaplain and public defenders and parole board hearings and visiting days. So essentially, I created a very realistic simulation. And the idea was to observe what happens when a good kid happens to be put in the role of guard and another good kid happens to be put in the role of prisoner. And to make a long experiment, and the prisoners, of course, lived there 24/7. The guards worked 8-hour shifts. What happened is within 2 days, the first normal, healthy college student prisoner had an emotional breakdown. And each day thereafter, another prisoner had a breakdown in the same way. How could that be? Well, they were responding to the sadistic, brutal behavior of their guards. And essentially what happened was the boys in the role of guards began to do what guards do, is to use power to dominate, to treat the prisoners as if they were their puppets. In fact, that's the phrase one of the guards used. We're like puppeteers, and they are our puppets. Because any prison setting is about one thing. It's about power. So that if you are in the guard role, you have to constantly demonstrate you have power over the prisoners, which means you have to impress upon them that they have none. And any attempt by prisoners to have more power is treated with punishment, with abuse. And the prisoner guard metaphor is a metaphor of life. It's not just prison. You see this in some marital relationships. You see this in some, teacher-student relationships, etc. And so I had to end the study after 6 days. We couldn't go the full 2 weeks because it was out of control.
Yeah, and when you talk about out of control, I know that the prisoners themselves were responding by having breakdowns. What were the prison guards doing?
The prison guards were enjoying their power. See, again, most people have a minimal amount of power. I mean, if you're rich, you have some monetary power. If you're big, you have power over little kids, little people. The guards were really acting like big bullies, you know, for the first time. They were enjoying the exercise of power. And really, that is at the core of what you mean by evil. Evil is the exercise and abuse of power to intentionally harm other people in various ways. Now, the key message for your audience is that what my study showed and what an earlier study by Stanley Milgram, who was my high school classmate in the Bronx, he did a famous study where he had men, not college students, men 20 to 50 years old, think that they were being a teacher, teaching their student a lesson by punishing the student whenever he made a mistake. And two-thirds of those ordinary young men delivered up to 450 volts of what they saw was almost lethal shock. Of course, the person who was pretending to be the learner, the student, was not actually getting the shock, but the person delivering it thought he was. You know, so again, the Milgram study and the Zimbardo-Stanford prison study together say what we have to be aware of is how much our individual behavior is under the influence of situational forces. In the Milgram study, it was an authority, a guy in a lab coat saying, you must go on. It was putting people in a role. You're a teacher, you're a student. In my study, it was you're in the role of prisoner or guard. You're in a setting which encourages guards to dominate prisoners. And in my study, we had uniforms. Guards had elaborate military uniforms. Prisoners had, you know, demeaning uniforms. So again, the people we chose in my study were really good apples, and we put them in a really bad barrel. And the sad message is bad barrels corrupt most good people. Not all, but most. And so again, the message is, and this was true in Abu Ghraib. You know, in Abu Ghraib, just to bring some of the audience up to date, in 2004, we were shocked. The whole world, especially Americans, were shocked to see our military police abusing Iraqi prisoners in horrific ways. And and everybody said, who are these bad apples?
Hold that thought. We're coming out to a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Abu Ghraib with my guest, Philip Zimbardo, speaking about torture and how does it lie at the heart of all of us? God, I hope not. Stay tuned.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivore, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivore that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivore telecast at carnivore.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a squatty potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the squatty potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Here, speaking about torture, yeah, Philip Zimbardo is my guest this hour. I don't know if you you want to call it torture, but maybe just the dark side of humanity. We know that, is it Lord Acton who has the quote, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? Dr. Zimbardo, would you concur with that? Do you think that it really is just the power itself that is the corrupting force in human beings?
It's one of the corrupting forces. I guess I would back up a little bit and say, one of the amazing things that we have discovered, we as psychologists, biologists, is this brain that we have that gives rise to our mind that really gives us infinite capacity to do anything that is imaginable. So in a sense, all of us have the potential to be kind or cruel, caring or indifferent, destructive or creative. And it really, that same mind pushes some people to become villains, perpetrators of evil, and others to do really heroic things, which is my new mission in life. So that the important thing is not to think I'm not that kind of person when you hear about something terrible happening. Rather ask the question, how could that person have done that? What do I have to know both about the person, but also about the situation that that person was operating and living in at that time? So, for example, most kids have been involved in high school shooting or college shooting. One of the things that we have discovered is in almost every case, they were socially excluded. They were rejected by their peers. They were social isolates. They went around Virginia Tech or they went around this school with no friends, feeling lonely and isolated. And so that is now a basic condition which can give rise to that kind of extreme behavior. It also gives rise to less extreme behavior like shyness and simply feeling shunned. But what it means is, what about all those people in all those schools who never took the time to make friends, to reach out, to be an ally, to say, hey, sit down next to me. How you doing? How you feeling? So, again, I'm just trying to get away from the simplistic view of evil, bad deeds are in bad people. Because, see, that's the dominant view. And then what do? You identify them, you imprison them, you torture them, you execute them, and the problem continues because we have evil situations and we have evil systems.
Well, and this idea that we have evil systems, I think it's there is a tendency to say, oh, look at that person over there. They're a psychopath, or they were just born wrong, or they were wired wrong. Is it the case that some people truly are wired without human empathy, and then other people can be socially maneuvered into not having empathy?
Yeah, yes, of course. I mean, that what we know, actually, mostly through psychiatry, is about 1% of every population in the world are people who grow up with really a brain defect. We call it being a psychopath. That is, they grow up without the ability to feel empathy for other people, without the ability to feel suffering. These are people, as kids, can torture animals and take delight in it and not feel any guilt or shame. But that's only 1%. You see, and the problem is, so for example, with the shooting in Connecticut, people focused on, oh, this kid was a psychopath. Well, that may be true, but that was not true of any of the other kids and all of the many other shootings. But again, the system analysis is something that we rarely do. So as I said, social psychologists, like they say, look, what we have to understand is basic conditions that people live in. So if you live in poverty, that's a social condition that's going to increase the likelihood that you're going to do bad things for money. But also, if you live in a setting where people practice dehumanization, they think of others as less than anyone. If you're in a situation where people treat you in an anonymous way, like you're insignificant, we show that that leads to negative behavior. If you're in a situation where you're part of a group and the group has negative norms, that is, it's okay to smoke heroin, it's okay to have unprotected sex, it's okay to steal, cheat, lie, tell, do racist things, then that group has a powerful influence on you because you go along to get along. So we know we have a recipe in psychology of what can make a good kid, a good person of any age, start down that negative path.
Gotcha.
And now what we're trying to do is reverse it. How do you get an ordinary person to start, to be inspired to start on the good path?
All right. We're visiting with Dr. Philip Zimbardo. He is a nationally renowned expert on psychology. He's also the author of a book called The Lucifer Effect. I want to get into that a little bit more when we come back. How good people turn evil. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, those jackboots, man, they keep coming back historically over and over and over. It's the reason I became a liberty, freedom, privacy advocate. Is because I've got a floor-to-ceiling bookshelf, 4 feet wide, all the way up to the ceiling. I don't know how many shelves are on there, but there's a lot of books of 20th century history. And the reality is, any time you give too much power to those guys with the jackboots, they will take it from you and they will use it to stomp on you. It's just the way things are. And my guest this hour, Philip Zimbardo, has devoted a career to trying to figure out why this is and then how to counter it, what we can do to take a look, really, really stare down the face of human evil and figure out what we should be doing instead. Philip, Dr. Zimbardo, there's a story that was in the news yesterday, and I couldn't help but think of your research as we were hearing the dramatic 911 tape of this dispatcher who was fighting to save a patient. Now, I know you've been doing keynotes, and you may not have heard this, but there is a retirement home or a nursing facility called Glenwood Gardens in Bakersfield, California. And there was an 87-year-old woman who collapsed and was not breathing. And the dispatcher, the 911 dispatcher, is trying to give instructions to the nurse at the facility to give this woman CPR and is frantically making every effort to try to encourage this woman to please start CPR to save the woman's life. And just a quick quote from here, and then I want to play the audio clip because it's chilling. She says, the 911 dispatcher says, "I understand if your boss is telling you you can't do CPR, but as a human being, is there anybody who's willing to help this lady and not let her die? Is there a gardener, any staff, anyone who doesn't work for you anywhere? Can we flag someone down in the street and get them to help this lady? Can we flag a stranger down? I bet a stranger would help her." And the answer that she repeatedly receives is no. Let's listen to the clip. It's chilling.
Coming is quick. They've been on the way all this time, but we can't wait. This lady's going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if you get anybody, any stranger that happens to walk by that's willing to help, I understand if your boss is telling you you can't do it.
Yeah.
But if there's any, as a human being, I don't, you know, is there anybody that's willing to help this lady and not let her die?
Not
at this time. All right. Dr. Zimbardo, this coldness, I think, has really shocked the nation as we've been hearing this 911 call, that anyone would put the bureaucratic rules of just their local facility, which I guess told the nurses that they're not allowed to perform CPR, that anybody would be able to coldly stand by and let a fellow human being die with that degree of just dispassionate lack of emotion, lack of compassion, lack of anything. Is this one of these psychopaths, this nurse? Is she one of the 1% that was just born wrong? Or what's going on in this call?
No, it's not. Again, it's really important not to post the blame on the nurse. She is simply part of a system that says, here's what we don't want to do because we could get sued. And suppose you start the CPR and you don't do it right and the person will die. So first of all, in any home for the aged, everybody should know how to do CPR. That should be a requirement by every state. So we have to change the laws so that not only is it permissible, but they have to know how to do it. This is reminiscent of what happened last year, if you remember. In China, a little girl, a toddler, is walking along a street, and a car runs over her, and there is a surveillance camera that shows in 10 minutes, maybe 18 people passed by within 1 foot of that girl, and no one stops to pick her up, and she dies the next day. And this was a moral crisis in China, just as this one should be now in America. And the reaction was, most people said, I wouldn't help either. Not that I didn't care, but people might have thought I did it. Or maybe if I moved her, it would make it worse. So this is what you call the need for a good Samaritan law. That is, if you, with good intention, try to help somebody in an emergency situation, you cannot be held liable for any negative consequences. In America, I think only 22 states have such a law. And so... So here's self-interest to say, you know, I don't want to lose my job if I go against the rules. The rules are don't do it. But the bottom line is, how do you step out of that rule-based system and say, I cannot allow another human being to die because suppose that was my mother, suppose that was me. And so partly what we have to do is, you know, how do you get people to really feel empathy and compassion for every other person, not just an old person or not just a person of a different gender or race or whatever, but for everyone. And so this is just jumping ahead of ourselves. So this is what I've been trying to do in moving from my focus on why did good people turn evil to how can we make ordinary people like that aid in to be inspired to do the heroic thing. In this case, the heroic thing is to go against the system and say, I'm sorry, I know it's a rule, I have to do this. And she would have been honored now rather than shamed.
Right. She would have been the hero. And now,
yeah,
simply
absolutely,
because she did follow the rules. And, you know, when you're living in a society where the rules begin to go crazy, and I'm sure that we could look at Nazi Germany or North Korea as examples right now, even, where, you know, in North Korea, it is the appropriate thing to do that if you see somebody with a cell phone and you're a member of the regime there, that you beat that person brutally and torture them and put them into a labor camp. You know, so when the rules begin to go crazy and things begin to go totally wrong, it just seems that there's such a difficulty of human beings to resist that. Before we open up the phone lines, and let me go ahead and do that now, 1-800-259-9231 for your questions and comments for my guest this hour, Dr. Philip Zimbardo. Before we do that, I want to talk, I know you've got a new project, and I also want to talk about the Lucifer effect. So you went from doing the Stanford prison experiments, which people can find online, they can start page that. We don't use Google around here. We use start page. They can start page it. They can also look up your book, The Lucifer Effect, and kind of follow your progression as a force of change in the psychological community. The Lucifer Effect was maybe one step behind where you are now, which is really the Hero Project, trying to get people into not just being evil, but not just not being evil, but literally becoming heroes. Just really quickly, can you give us the overview of the Lucifer Effect?
I had mentioned earlier that I did this dramatic study called the Stanford Prison Study to demonstrate, it was a very vivid demonstration of the ease with which good people, good college, intelligent college students, could be seduced to do bad things if they were put in the role of a guard who had power, in a situation where that power, where they could use that power. And then in 2004, Abu Ghraib erupted, and there were direct parallels between what happened in Abu Ghraib prison and in my prison. And so I became an expert witness for one of our guards to demonstrate that he was a good apple and that the military put him in a very bad barrel. And I was able to demonstrate that. And in my book, Lucifer Effect, I not only present the Stanford prison study in almost moment by moment, hour by hour, but then I take the reader to Abu Ghraib. I think I know more about Abu Ghraib than almost anyone. I was immersed in it for several years. And, but really to understand, how could this happen? How could good American men and women do these terrible things? And the point is, every guard on the night shift did terrible things. No guard on the day shift did. So that's a situational difference. And then it's a simple answer. The military intelligence told only the guards on the night shift, break the prisoners. Do whatever you have to do so when we interrogate them, they'll spill the beans. And in 3 months, no senior officer ever went down to the dungeon at night. In the day shift, they didn't tell them that, and it was always surveillance. So that's the reason. It was not that they put the bad guards on the night shift and the good guards on the day shift. That's what we call a situational variable. And so now in Abu Ghraib, for example, they don't do that. They have procedures. They have oversight. They have, situational procedures that will prevent such abuses. And so the Lucifer Effect book summarizes that. And then in the last chapter, I say, hey, resist. I mean, these are powerful forces. And the point is that in almost all situations, it's the majority who conform, comply, obey. But curiously, there's always a small percent who resist, 10% or more. And then I focus on, maybe we can think of them as heroes. But what does it mean to be a hero? The curious thing is there's almost no research on heroism. It's not in any psychology text. It's not in the positive psychology movement. It's really, so now they're starting to do research on heroism, trying to get funding to sponsor students everywhere to do research on heroism. But in addition, what I've done is created a project in San Francisco that we hope we can scale up nationally, internationally, called the Heroic Imagination Project, or HIP. Our website is www.heroicimagination.org. And essentially, it's to teach young people how to be wise and effective heroes. And the way we're going to teach them is first to teach them the basic street smarts that I learned in the Bronx, South Bronx, of, you know, what are the forces of evil, and how do you identify them? How do you learn to resist? How do you learn to oppose? And then how do we inspire you to the bright side, to teach you how to be a wise and effective hero, how to focus on the other, how to make other people feel special, how to be a positive deviant. Heroes are always deviant because you look around, other people are doing nothing. And so how do you practice so that when you have opportunity arises, you're not going to give in to the group and do nothing. You're going to do the right thing when people are doing nothing. The other thing I should mention is that there are two kinds of evil. There's the evil of action, where you do a bad thing. And the broader evil that we all are part of is the evil of inaction. So the bully, a bully is practiced as evil of action. But all the rest of us who have known about bullies in junior high and high school and now in business world who've done nothing, we are guilty of the evil of inaction. By our inaction, we allow that evil to be continued.
Now, I'm on your website, heroicimagination.org. You've got just a wealth of resources here. There's a video library, stories of heroism. You've got information about the bystander effect, conformity, obedience to unjust authority, which I think comes right into this 911 call. It's all there, and I would encourage people to check out heroicimagination.org. Is there a book that goes with this?
No, I'm collecting. I'm a research-oriented psychologist, as you know. In fact, I now have 400 publications, not just 300 that you mentioned earlier. I work a lot. So there will be a book, but I need more substance. I need more research rather than platitudes. But I hope readers will go on, your listeners will go online and look. We desperately need donations. We desperately need sponsors in order to move our program out of San Francisco into the rest of the country, because the message is really for all youth development. It's for 4-H teens, it's for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, summer camps, because everything we do is based on fundamental social science research, and we evaluate, before we put a program out, we say, does it work? We have pre-post measures. Do we change information? Do we change attitudes? Do we change values? Not only the kids, but the teachers and their parents. So it's really a unique program that I'm desperate to, give away to the world.
I want to jump in now and encourage people that if you're not tithing 10% of your income for liberty, you've got to bear in mind that you're tithing between 20 and 60% of your income for tyranny in the form of your taxes. So every dollar that comes into my hands, even if it's someone purchasing a product that I'm selling, or if I'm in an event signing a book, I take 10% before I even deduct the expense of the item, and I set it aside. And my husband and I have a tithing account. We have an envelope that we keep with cash in it. We also just started a bank account where literally 10% of every single penny that comes into our hands goes into there, and it is available for causes like yours. So expect to be receiving a donation from us, Dr. Zimbardo. We will. Yeah, I really want to support what you're doing because, so much of our money is going, I know because I've been in the halls of power and seen the lobbyists there. The corporations certainly get that. They lobby for their interests and they further their cause with money, and they set aside a certain percentage of all their income to make sure that their interests are represented in Congress and in state capitals. And we need to be doing the same across the board, really fighting for liberty and goodness. And I think that this is just a brilliant place to do that. So to all the listeners, I would just put out a challenge to you to begin to set aside 10% of your income. You can dedicate it to a church, to missions. You can dedicate it to liberty action, secular efforts, whatever it is that's bringing goodness into the world. We've got to fund it. Otherwise, it doesn't stand a chance against the forces of evil, which have a lot of money, ill-gotten gains they spend in that way. All right, let me go to the phone lines and take your questions and calls for my guest, Dr. Philip Zimbardo. Let us go ahead to Emily, who is calling in from Tennessee. Hello, Emily. You're on with Philip Zimbardo. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm calling in on my mother's, she's a Prison Planet TV member, and we have been raised according to the Word of God, and Jeremiah 2 says, the heart above all things is deceitful and desperately wicked, who can know it? So until a person is born again, they really have no understanding about good or evil, and we are really like sheep to the slaughter, as Alex says, sheeple, to be, thrown in front of the TV set, which is, The Walking Dead and basically pornography on even basic cable TV channels. And people have, they seem to have nothing else to do. They don't want to read. They don't seem to want to know.
Well, I'm totally with you, Emily, because at the beginning of this hour when I said I hope I would never get into that situation, I truly hope that my faith and my efforts as a Christian to refine my heart and to really try to be humble and kind and purge those sorts of things in my Christian walk would go a long way towards that. Let me ask our guest here, Dr. Zimbardo, does faith and religion play a role in helping people to resist these kinds of societal forces?
It really should. I mean, essentially, you know, virtually all religions are repositories of morality. Morality is all about teaching people right from wrong and teaching people to do the good thing and to avoid the bad thing, to resist temptation. The problem is, more and more, religion has less of an impact on our secular life. That people go to church, and while they're in church, they say prayers, they get communion, whatever, and then they go back and are in a different world zone. So the big question is, how do you carry that goodness in your heart, that kindness, that compassion, every day toward everyone? You know, so if you're religious, if you're Catholic, if you're Christian, you know, you carry the message of Jesus that, you know, the least among you is my child, my son, my daughter. And so that's what we're really trying to promote, not in a religious way with the heroic meditation project, is every day make someone feel special. Every day this week, start out by giving someone a compliment. Make your eye contact. Shake their hand. Know their name. Give a compliment. And tell kids, when was the last time you complimented a teacher? Almost never. Well, a good teacher, when was the last time you complimented your mother on a good dinner, on the bus driver? So compliments are a very simple tactic, which we call as part of being a hero in training.
And that's gratitude. Yeah, softening our hearts towards others, reaching out in gratitude with compliments, I think is a beautiful way to start. All right, Emily, thank you for your call. We'll get to more of your calls when we come back on the other end of this break.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com.
Alex.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Hey, Catherine Albrecht here back with you. Final segment of this hour with our guest, Dr. Philip Zimbardo, as I'm filling in for Alex Jones today. And I'll also be back with you Friday. I'll be with you through the next hour as well. It's such a pleasure to be here. Want to remind you really quickly before we get to these phone calls to please support the sponsors of this program. That would be ProPure Water Filtration, also eFoods Direct, and Youngevity. Also, if you haven't read the InfoWars magazine, it rocks. And StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine, has an ad right there on the inside front cover. I have a little bit to do with that. So check it out, InfoWars magazine. It's good stuff. All right, let's see if we can get to as many of these callers. We've got a full bank of phone calls. See if we can get as many on as we can. And please do me a favor, and let's be brief with the questions. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, quickly, your question for Dr. Philip Zimbardo. Go right ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to give an example how to break the mindset. My mother was in Germany from 1938 to 1950 as an American. As a result of that, she got involved with the Germans that were too afraid to break the mindset of the conditioning that the Nazis created, but she got them to basically help smuggle Jews out of Germany. And then after the war, she knew Eisenhower because she was part of the military and occupation government, and he was trying to starve children because starved the whole country because he hated Germans so badly. And she broke the mindset of many military people and got the help of Patton to basically help feed orphanages and stuff like that. And military people are so conditioned to follow orders, even if they're just against every instinct of human being. So she did it in both cases. So it's possible to break this mindset.
It sounds like your mother's one of the heroes, Dr. Zimbardo.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, please send me that information. My email is drzimbardo@gmail.com, because that's exactly the kind of person who's a silent hero. What she did is extraordinary on both sides. And again, it's following up with the earlier sad thing about somebody gives an order to workers in a home for the aged not to give CPR and so allow somebody to die. You're right. After the war, there was a lot of hostility against Germans, and we were, you know, some of our leaders were willing to let them starve to death. You know, they were not necessarily Nazis. They were people who followed orders of Nazis.
Well, and we hear their stories, but we don't always hear the stories of the heroes. So, George, thank you for your call. I hope you can get in touch with Dr. Zimbardo, and we can take that story to the next level. Let's get a call in from, Zoe in Illinois. Zoe, just quickly, I think we've got about a minute left. Go ahead.
I love that last call, by the way. If my question's been asked, just ignore it. But I have to ask Mr. Zimbardo. I read about the Stanford prisoner experiment back when I was in college, and it always bothered me that somebody would do an experiment like this. How can you know you didn't damage the people that were involved in the experiment permanently? Or, you know, it really bothered me to think that someone would do this. It was interesting, I admit, but it's
yeah,
really
the psychological damage. Thank you, Zoe, of people going through that. Yeah,
no, it's very important to realize. And in my book, I have a great extended section on it. After the study, immediately afterwards, we spent a whole whole day what's called debriefing. I met with all the guards, all the prisoners, and prisoners and guards together. We followed them 2 weeks later, a month later, and for some of them,
I'm going to jump in. I know that you feature this information on your website, and unfortunately, man, that break, when it comes fast. So let me just thank you so much, Dr. Zimbardo, for being with me on the show. We will post links to all of your information on the InfoWars website. All right, heroicimagination.org. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. I'm Catherine Albrecht.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.